Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Today, we're talking about axolotls, a threatened species of large salamander that live in fresh water. And they're not actually fish at all, despite sometimes being called Mexican walking fish. With their round heads and permanently smiling faces, wild axolotls are cute. It's one of the reasons they do well with pet owners in the pet trade. One reason they're cute is because they display neoteny, which means they retain a lot of their juvenile features throughout their adult life. Beyond their faces, although adult axolotls also have functional lungs like other salamander species and can breathe through their skin, they also have big, fluffy, feathery external gills. Something most amphibians don't keep after babyhood. They have small, delicate webbed feet and a long tadpole-like tail crested with a translucent fin because they don't have to rely on their webbed feet and legs for land travel, but they do have to be able to move through water like a big tadpole. In the wild, they're most often dark brown, gray, or black with lighter speckles, but depigmented variants with gold skin and eyes or pink skin and red gills are common, and you often see them as pets. Scientists think that they stay baby-like throughout their lifespans because, unlike other salamander species, the wild axolotl population evolved in very stable habitats. Most other salamander species, such as the tiger salamander, live in wetlands that dry up during certain parts of the year, so they have to get rid of their feathery gills and breathe through functional lungs and through their skin. Wild axolotls evolved in a habitat with year-round water and with very few aquatic predators, so they don't need to spend energy changing their bodies to suit their changing circumstances. An axolotl's lifespan is about 15 years in captivity, but a wild axolotl probably lives only 5 or 6 years. They reach sexual maturity at 1 year, and though they're solitary creatures for the most part, in February, breeding season begins, and wild axolotl males begin finding females using pheromones. When they get together, he does a courtship dance in which he shakes his tail in her direction. After the female acquiesces to his attentions, she pokes him with her nose, and he deposits a sperm packet on the lake floor, which he picks up and uses to fertilize her eggs. The wild female axolotl will lay hundreds of eggs in the weeds or around some rocks and then leave them to fend for themselves. Baby axolotls receive zero parental care. In fact, young axolotls, hungry after hatching from their eggs, have been observed gnawing on their siblings' legs and tails for sustenance. Though, as you'll see, this is totally fine, because the legs will just grow back. In their home ecosystem, axolotls are, or at least used to be, top predators around the lakes, wetlands, and canals of central Mexico, where they originated and once thrived. Although they appear unassuming, they're actually ruthless carnivores, feasting on worms, mollusks, insects, and insect larvae, and even small fish in the wild. They'll also eat pretty much any animal that you put in a tank with them. Post-ancient Mesoamerican cultures used the axolotl as a source of food and medicine. Some said a gift from the gods. Myths from that area associate the animal with an underworld god, Xolotl, who in some legends escapes capture by turning himself into a small feathery amphibian. His name comes from the Nahuatl language and is spelled the same as axolotl without the letter A at the front. But European language speakers didn't pick up the pronunciation when they picked up the animal. A part of the mythology of the axolotl centers around the fact that, like a powerful god, they are difficult to kill. If an axolotl loses virtually any part of its body, it can regenerate it, no problem. While some lizards can grow back a tail, bisected flatworms can grow back the other half, and starfish can regrow a limb, an axolotl can regrow practically any part of its body in a few weeks. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke with David Gardiner, a professor in the School of Biological Sciences at the University of California, Irvine, back in 2019. He said, "Of the animals that are closest to us, the vertebrates, salamanders are the only ones that can regenerate in this way and can heal without scars. Other salamanders can regenerate, but axolotls do it best." When the Europeans got wind of axolotl regeneration, axolotls went from being a sort of boring exhibit in a zoo to one of the most important and longest self-sustaining lab animals in history. Among the first modern zoo animals, 34 axolotls were brought from Mexico, along with 3 deer and 3 wild dogs, to Paris in 1864. And although they weren't as interesting to 19th century zoo-goers as the larger, more charismatic animals, scientists quickly realized that these unassuming little guys were strange, almost mythological, in fact. And they were studied at the time for their unusual adult form and their regenerative abilities. Gardiner said, "These days, axolotls are hugely important model systems for our studies about regeneration. We've known for decades, centuries even, that we can remove parts of a developing embryonic structure, and the cells that are left behind will fill in, repair, and regenerate that structure. But in most animals, mammals for instance, the system sort of shuts down at the end of embryonic development. Axolotls and other salamanders seem to be able to revert back to that embryonic-like state, reaccessing the developmental program that's already there. Humans have the program, we just stop being able to access it when we're no longer an embryo. You could say we, like axolotls, have evolved the ability to regenerate just fine, but we've also evolved a mechanism that inhibits that." Scientists hope to figure out how to one day apply the axolotl's regeneration abilities to the human body. They can regenerate new limbs, heart tissue, eyes, and even its spinal cord and parts of their brain, and make new neurons throughout their lives, which human brains do too, though not as readily. It is possible to force an axolotl to metamorph into an adult salamander without gills by injecting it with iodine or thyroxine, or by feeding it foods that are rich in iodine. However, scientists have found that afterward, they don't easily regenerate cells. And for all their seeming magic, wild axolotls are critically endangered today. The waterways in their home around Mexico City have become not only polluted by aging wastewater systems, but overrun by introduced tilapia and perch, both of which view axolotls as a delicious snack. In 2019, a population assessment concluded that there are probably fewer than 1,000 individuals left in the wild. The Mexican government and many conservation groups are doing their best to save the species by restoring the lakes and natural habitats they live in. One strategy is to make stationary, floating island habitats for them, called chinampas, a Spanish word for rafts made of aquatic vegetation, mud, and wood that were used hundreds of years ago as floating gardens. Before Spanish colonizers arrived, when what's now part of Mexico City was the Triple Alliance city-state of Tenochtitlan. The empire built and farmed on a vast network of chinampas for miles around the city. This system of agriculture created canals that were shallow and sheltered, and where the axolotl population thrived. When the Spanish conquered the city, they removed the chinampas and drained the canals and lakes. Today, the natural habitat of the wild axolotl population is limited to the southern part of Mexico City. People are working to remove the invasive fishes that eat the axolotls and begin using chinampas again, which not only provides habitat for the axolotls, it also filters toxins out of the lake water. Ecotourism of these chinampas has assisted in funding axolotl conservation efforts. Meanwhile, captive populations of axolotls are doing great. They're the most widely distributed amphibian in the world. And because scientists desperately want to figure out how to help you regenerate a new set of toes, millions of them live in labs around the globe. And while axolotl research is important in science, captive populations of pet axolotls are also popular. It's not legal everywhere for pet owners to keep axolotls, so it's important to check your local exotic pet laws before you go looking for one. And as with any living creature, be sure to read up on how to care for one before you take the dive, no pun intended. They're not difficult to keep per se, but speaking as a home aquarium enthusiast myself, I can tell you that keeping any aquatic life form comfortable in your non-aquatic home can take a lot of work. Today's episode is based on the article, "The Super Cute Axolotl is Also a Ruthless Carnivore," on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Jesselyn Shields. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.